Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord, you're my shepherd. You make me lie in fields of green. You lead me by the still waters. You restore righteousness to me. Though I
the Lord. He is good. Great news for today's world. This is the one and only Reverend Robin and also my co-host, Sister Sarah Edens. We are sisters of the Lord. I do forget to say that at times. You know, we are reaching out to all types of people, and Sisters of the Lord is also helping families, women, children, from the young to the old, to see that God has a plan for their life. And, you know, today is the teaching of the fruit of the Spirit of goodness. I was almost so excited I forgot to almost call in Sister Sarah. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. I'm here. How are you guys doing?
We're good, sis. Open up with prayer, please.
Father, thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, God, that today we get to learn about goodness. Not only your goodness, but the goodness that you give to us to pour out to others. Father, I pray that today you would be glorified in our speech. May it be your words that are spoken through us today. Use us for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. How are you, Sister Sarah?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here with everybody and all of our faithful brothers and sisters in Christ that are following us now, and just excited to talk about the goodness of God and what that looks like in our life, because I think everyone can look back at their life and find at least one thing where the goodness of God has been an example.
Amen. So let's start off with Psalms 33, verses 4 through 5. Would you mind reading that, please?
I sure can. So I've got it here, the New King James Version, and 4 and 5 says, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord."
The goodness of the Lord. The earth is full. That means abundance, overflowing of his goodness, of his greatness, of his love, of everything of God is full in this earth from the Lord. If you just look at it, you receive it, the goodness of God. It's a fruit that we eat of daily as we take part of this goodness and release it to others. Those seeds just flow out. What do you think about these two verses, Sarah?
Yes, looking at verse 5, where it says the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord, everywhere you look, you can see the goodness of God. And to prove that by scripture, you can look back at the creation story in Genesis. After he made everything, what did he say? It was good, right? He made the sun and the stars and the moon. It was good. He made the animals and the wildlife and the plants. It was good. He made man and woman and said, it is good. So I just think that that is so awesome to be able to even just look around. If you don't feel like your life is good, go look outside. Look at the beautiful sky that's out there. Look at the lovely rain if it's raining where you are. And thank the Lord for how he's watering the earth to bring forth the lush grasses and everything. And the birds, the music that they make, it's all good. And that just is an example of the Lord's goodness.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Sarah. That is so true. And, you know, my lilac bushes, I have about 4 or 5 of them. They're about 8 feet tall now. And the scent from the lilac. And Pastor Jabran brought me in some last night in a vase and put it in the bedroom so I could smell it. And there's nothing like God's creation of lilacs, of roses. You know what I mean? That aroma, that is his goodness. That is his just love towards you. Enjoy the simple things.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share with you real quick. I've got some scriptures, so bear with me. I've got Exodus 33, 14. Through 23. So I'm going to read real quick. Just imagine this happening. Just imagine what I'm going to read. The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Moses said, "If your presence doesn't go with us, don't send us. Because how will anyone know that you're pleased with me and your people unless you go with us, O great God? What else will distinguish me and your people from all other people on the face of the earth?" Let's stop there. If God doesn't go with you, if he isn't with you, his goodness isn't with you, then what distinguishes us from this earth? Moses said, "Stick close, God, I need you." And then verse 17, the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing that you have asked because," I mean, this displeases me, Sarah, "because I am pleased with you and I know your name. I know you by name." Does God know your name, Sarah?
Yes, he does. He knows it. I definitely have multiple examples in my life where this right here is a perfect way that the Lord has shown me that he looks favorably on me, that he's pleased with me and knows me by name. We can look at all of our salvation testimonies are an example of that. But even the healing that he's brought to me mentally and emotionally over the last 8 years has been such a gift, and it proves that he knows me, sees me, and he's pleased with me that he would bring me to a place of healing. It's such a freedom that I have now that I didn't have 8 years ago. And that's wonderful.
And just that the creator of everything, the fullness of the earth, the goodness of God, he knows my name, the one and only Reverend Robin. He knows her name. 18, Moses said, "Then now show me your glory, God." See, Moses was God's best friend. I'm God's best friend, too. And the Lord said, "I will cause." Are you ready? Picture this. They're on the cliff of a mountain. And he said, "I want to see your glory, God." And the Lord said, "I will cause all. Wow. My goodness, to pass in front of you and proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I have compassion." He said, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see and live." Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me," wow, "where you may stand on a rock." That's Jesus. "Where my glory will pass by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock in the Lord and cover you with my hand, and I will pass by. And then I will remove my hand, and you will see my back, but my face you will not see." Can you picture it? The lightnings, the thunders, the goodness means all prosperity, spirit, soul, and body, everything of this earth passed by Moses as God just held him in the cleft of his hand there on the rock. As Jesus is our rock these days, Moses, when he came down from the mountain, had to wear a veil after that happening because the goodness of God had shone so bright people could not take it. It's beyond my imagination. I just receive it by faith, God's goodness. But now we can see the face of God through Jesus Christ. We are worthy to come before his presence with thanksgiving. What do you think about this, Miss Sarah?
Yeah, I love that you pointed out there when he talked about you can stand near me on the rock, and how you pointed out that the rock is Jesus. And you always hear that everything in the Bible, even in the New Testament, points to Christ and how Christ is the solid rock that we stand on now. And he was God in the flesh, you guys. So when you see Christ, when you read the things about him in the Word of God and what he did, how he lived, you're seeing God working out in this world, right? Walking in this life just as we are. And he is our perfect example, and he's full of goodness, goodness to even show us how to walk this life out, goodness to bring us salvation, goodness to bring us all the things that we need in the times that we need them.
Hallelujah. Yes, and I want to just say to everybody right now that Sarah and I, everyone, has a story that God brought us through. We have seen God's goodness in every area of our life, in our families, our friends, our personal life. Mighty things as we just trust in the Lord. And so I'm going to share a scripture with you as we get ready to close here in a couple minutes. It's one of my favorites. I always want to meet the Apostle Paul and the prophet Isaiah. I'm sure the prophet Isaiah was a rough old man. And when he came to town, I was like, oh, no. What is he going to do now? Because they always dread the prophets coming to town because they usually said something that was bad, like Samuel. But Isaiah is one of my favorites. And it's Isaiah 40, 28 through 30. And I can hear this old big man saying, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he doesn't faint. He isn't weary of you. There's no searching of his understanding." Stop thinking that God doesn't care about you. His searching for you is endless. He loves you with an unsearchable understanding, if I can put it that way. He loves you. He knows your thoughts before you even think it. Come, mighty Jehovah God. 29, he gives power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. Verse 31, but they that wait, that hope, that expect upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. He will mount up with wings as eagles. He shall cause them to run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That is the goodness of God, people. His goodness will cover you, will protect you, will strengthen you. Everything, God loves you. Close us off today, Sarah, please.
God loves you. In the richness of his mercy, he chose you. How good is that? Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you poured out to us each and every day. May we be more aware of the goodness that you show to us, and help us, Lord, to live upright in our lives, walk out that goodness as well to others. Father, we've been learning about the fruit of the Spirit, and goodness and kindness are closely related, Father. They go hand in hand. And may we love others with that kind of brotherly love and goodness and kindness. Father, we honor you and we glorify you in everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, we got to run. We got a special guest coming at the end of the week. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but he's from the deep parts of jungle of Uganda. So tell everybody about great news for today's world. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
Oh, Lord, you're my shepherd.